WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan star in the new film You've Got Mail, a cyberspace remake of The Shop Around the Corner. You've Got Mail is directed by Nora Ephron, who directed the duo in Sleepless in Seattle. John Powers has this review.
Of all Christmas movies, my favorite is Ernst Lubitsch's 1940 classic, The Shop Around the Corner, probably the most perfect romantic comedy ever made. It stars James Stewart and Margaret Sullavan as bickering salespeople in a struggling Budapest shop. Both have a secret pen pal they've never met, an idealized lover to whom they express the deep yearnings they can't express in their ordinary lives. Naturally, it turns out that Stewart and Sullavan have unwittingly been writing to one another. And what makes the story so sublime is its tender, melancholy awareness that its heroes are lonely people, caught for life in small, unglamorous jobs, who dream of finding the lover who will see them for what they really are inside. Samson Raphaelson's original script is so exquisitely crafted that it was inevitable that Hollywood would want to remake it. But for decades, that was impossible because Americans no longer wrote letters to one another. With the coming of email, however, people are again writing to one another, often anonymously. So now you've got mail. Of course, today's audiences don't want to see a film about two people in their 30s who work in a shop. That would be depressing. It would make them losers. So here, Tom Hanks plays Joe Fox, who owns and operates a chain of mega bookstores, while Meg Ryan plays Kathleen Kelly, who owns and operates an Upper West Side children's bookstore and lives in a nice sunlit condo. Similarly, the audience might think there was something wrong with Joe and Kathleen if they were unattached. So both are given strangely sexless relationships. Joe with an annoying publisher, that's Parker Posey, and Kathleen with a pretentious columnist, played by Greg Kinnear. Naturally, both Joe and Kathleen want something deeper, and secretly spend their time emailing one another, blissfully unaware that they're not only acquaintances, but they're business enemies, because Joe's new superstore threatens to drive Kathleen out of business. Since they don't know the real truth about their email partner, Joe and Kathleen's face-to-face encounters invariably lead to sniping.
You know what that hanky reminds me of?
Mm.
First day I met you.
First day you lied to me.
I didn't lie to you.
You did too.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
I did not.
You did too.
I did
you
not.
You did too.
I did not.
Yeah, you did too. I thought all that Fox stuff was so charming. F-O-X.
Well, I didn't lie about it.
Joe. Just call me Joe.
Sure.
As if you were one of those stupid 22-year-old girls with no last name. Hi, I'm Kimberly. Hi, I'm Janice. Don't they know you're supposed to have a last name? It's like they're an entire generation of cocktail waitresses.
Look, I am not a 22-year-old cocktail waitress.
Oh, you poor, sad multimillionaire. I feel so sorry for you.
The movie was co-written and directed by Nora Ephron, who clearly has the taste for romantic comedy, but alas, not the gift. Rather than preserve the tenderness and melancholy that make The Shop Around the Corner magical, she turns everything glib and perky. Not only are Joe and Kathleen surrounded by cheaply cartoonish characters, Posey's publisher is as crass and illiterate as a Hollywood agent, but Hanks and Ryan are pushed into shtick. While he largely comes off okay, Ephron's direction is disastrous for Ryan, who's as cute as a truckload of buttons. She spends the whole movie mugging and flitting around the screen with adorably exaggerated gestures, like a mime impersonating a mime. There's so little emotion in these two, even their email is cute, that the movie is padded out with trite montages to second-rate pop songs designed to give flat material a sense of mood. We don't feel Joe or Kathleen's romantic longing, since Ephron seems more interested in where they're eating on the Upper West Side than what they're actually feeling. And though Kathleen is a supposedly an independent bookseller being crushed by a chain, Ryan's so busy being cute, we never sense any passion for books. Indeed, the movie spends more time showing her hanging out at Starbucks, evidently she doesn't mind coffee chains, than it does conveying her sadness at losing her store. If Shop Around the Corner was steeped in the dreams and aspirations of the Depression era, when people sought love as consolation for material hardship, So You've Got Mail is a perfect expression of the ethos of our own time. Kathleen's small, humane bookstore may be history, but Joe Fox's book chain is shown to be a fuzzy, benevolent place. And Joe himself is the most decent mogul alive. The kind of warm, funny guy who'd never lay anyone off or pay less than a living wage. When he and Kathleen come together in their inevitable kiss, she becomes part of his world, and the movie reveals its true theme. You've Got Mail is less a story of romantic love than a cheerful myth about the heartwarming triumph of corporate culture.
Joan Powers is film critic for Vogue.